This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, Robert Saleh. Many were intrigued by the possibility of him being the head coach of the Houston Texans. He's going to be in town Sunday. Jets take on the Texans. Zach Wilson going to be starting at quarterback. Robert Saleh at a coaching convention had, I think, a pretty cool thing to say about assembling a staff. And he mentioned a name that I think we should look out for as potentially the next coach of the Houston Texans whenever David Culley does decide or they decide that they don't want him to be the head coach anymore. This is Robert Saleh talking about assembling a staff, and he mentions a name that I think you need to look out for when it comes to a future coach in the National Football League.
Your staff completes you. We all think we're great coaches. But describe a great coach, and I promise you'll describe yourself. It's inherent. It's unconscious. You have to know your weaknesses, and you have to understand what you can't give a player. No one coach can give a player everything. No, it's not good to hire 20 Robert Salas on a staff. Sure, I think I'm a hell of a coach, but there are things that I can't do that D'Amico Ryans can, or Chris Kocurek, or Joe Woods, who's now at Cleveland, or Jeff Hafley, who's at Boston College, or Johnny Holland, or Daniel Bullocks. There are things that they can do that one another can't, but together we make a staff. When you put together your staff, understand that you're bringing people who do things that you can't.
D'Amico Ryans, I think you need to look out for him. There is some young talent on this Jets squad. Elijah Moore, his last four games, 6 catches, 7 catches, 3 catches, 8 catches. He has 4 touchdowns in his last four games, a rookie receiver out of Ole Miss. So keep an eye on that. The process is playing out. Robert Saleh, though, when he speaks, I mean, it's just a very impressive individual. There's a reason that Rex Ryan basically said he was the biggest weasel this side of the Mississippi, and then all of a sudden he talks to him and he's like his biggest fan. He's easy. It's easy to be won over by Robert Saleh.
Yes.
He's been in this process. He went to San Francisco with Kyle Shanahan, and I think in New York that they're always going to whine when they lose, but I think they feel somewhat comfortable with Robert Saleh as the guy overseeing their process, which is very different but somewhat similar to what the Texans are in right now.
You said what I was thinking as we're listening to him, and we had heard that previously. It's easy to be won over by just his approach to coaching. You also said something that I think is really important. You know, the young talent has shown some flashes for the New York Jets. Keep in mind, Mike White, before he was benched, threw for 400 yards. And, they had some good performances offensively. Joe Flacco had some moments as well. I'm wondering if it's kind of like a reflection in the mirror, right? Because the Texans have sat down Davis Mills. They did the same thing with Zach Wilson. I'm wondering if he's going to come back and be rusty after looking at those other two quarterbacks.
He's facing the right team.
Or come back and kind of have it a little more figured out.
I like their scheme as well. It's from the Shanahan tree. So we'll see what happens. Jets, Texans, Sunday at noon. That's one sideline, Robert Saleh. Let's go to the other sideline, the one we're more familiar with. David Culley, head coach of the Houston Texans, live from NRG on Sports Radio 610.
And all that kind of stuff. It's too many of y'all for me to ask what you're all going to do, but I know it's not much different than what we do. You're looking at me, Brooke, like.
Well, Philip Lindsay released. Could you tell us about him behind that decision and what went into that?
Well, when we look at our roster and you do what you feel like is best for your team, and, you know, we're top heavy right there with guys, and we got Scotty coming back at some point. We just felt like it was best for us and for Philip for us to make that move.
With the run game efficiency, you were talking about it after the game. It's not where you want to be. Is there certain ways that you might look to adapt the offense a little bit more in a different way as the season goes on?
Well, I think the biggest thing with that, Brooke, is that we got to block better in those particular situations. We were better last week, wasn't where we needed to be, but we just got to be better at that. And I think now we're doing things more, as I mentioned when we came out of the bye week, we're doing things more that suits what we do up front and what our backs do.
David, you mentioned Scotty maybe coming back, and obviously Royce too. And
yes.
Tight end, play for Evan over Aikens, and you have Morrissey at center. Are you guys trying to balance kind of still building a competitive team, but also kind of developing guys and looking towards the future in that way, so these younger guys?
Yeah, well, Aaron, what's happening is that those younger guys are starting to play pretty good. They're starting to develop. And Brevin at that time, it wasn't so much that Jordan wasn't getting the job done. It's just that, you know, with the injury situation that happened to a tight end, then obviously he got an opportunity and he came in and he did a nice job. And it's the same with our other rookies that are playing right now. It's not a matter of trying to balance it so much as we're putting the best guys on the field that gives us a chance to win. And then they're their ones at this time.
So well last week against a really good team. Is there any worry about like playing down to competition when you're facing another team that has struggled this season?
Christy, we 2-8. We played well enough to win. We didn't play as well as we need to play moving forward to win. But we're not looking down on anybody.
You know, the healthy offensive line. Anybody moving along? Tunsil, center, Jeff Britt. Anybody? How they doing in recovery?
They're in rehab right now. Brooke, I hope. After this week, or maybe we'll find out a little bit more about Justin tomorrow, that we get him back as soon as possible. But they're still in rehab right now.
Do you notice a difference around the team now that y'all are coming off a win after getting rid of that long losing streak? Anything different at all this week?
I don't know if I notice a difference in them, but there's a difference in me. My psyche feels a lot better, you know. And I know they feel the same way. I mean, it's just that. I mean, winning is winning in this league, you know, and losing is losing. I mean, you know, there's a different feel. And, each week in this league, it's hard to win. It's hard to win. And fortunately for us, we're able to do that this past week against a very good football team, although we did not play as well as we need to play and do the things we need to do moving forward to continue doing that.
You mentioned how the young guys are starting to get more of a role within this team. How hard is it to have conversations with the veterans to tell them, you know, your minutes are going to start diminishing to give the younger guys?
Not at all. And it's not because of younger that they're getting them. They're getting them some because of injuries. Guys get injured. A guy comes in, he does a good job. That next man up mentality. And when that happens and a guy comes in and plays and he plays well enough, then we're going to put him on the field. And fortunately for us, some of those guys that have come up now, mostly some of our rookies, have done well for us.
Any of the younger guys or the rookies that have surprised you from what you've seen when they've gotten minutes for whatever reason?
I wouldn't say there's any surprises. I like where they're going. I like the maturity that's happening with them. But I think they're all progressing very well. And again, I'm going to go back. The group that's in front of them, the veteran group we got, has been very, very good with helping those guys come along. And this is a time in the year where with a rookie, you start to hit that wall. You know, for most of these guys, after Thanksgiving, you know, their season is over in college. So now, hey, look, we still got a few games left to play. So, but no, they're all doing well for us right now.
You mentioned Scotty. Is he going to be back this week?
No, he will not be back this week.
What did you learn about your team after the win in Nashville?
Well, I learned that if they understand that what we're saying about winning a football game, I think they trust that now. You know, the big thing was, as I said, we did not play that well, but one thing we did do overall is we protected the football. And sir, when we have not protected the football, just like the team we just got through playing, they didn't protect the football. They had no chance at that point. Usually you're going to lose a football game. And I think they understand and we understand that message is true.
What are you saying from the Jets so far as you prepare for next week in terms of what concerns you most about facing them?
I see no different in looking at them as when we were looking at any of our other opponents that we've played. The same thing with the Titans. We know what their record are, but we always preach the records don't matter. And we look at them; they're the next team on our on our list, and we're going to go ahead and play them just like it's anybody else.
What's the difference in preparing for a rookie coming off a four-game absence of quarterback instead of a veteran like Flacco played well Sunday?
I hope he has some of the same issues that our guy did when he came off of his deal. But, this guy right here now is very talented. I mean, there's a reason why he was picked, I guess, was he the number two pick? I mean, there's a reason why. He has the skill set. And he's shown, this is the same guy that threw four interceptions in one game and came back in another game and threw four touchdowns. So, obviously, he's very talented and very gifted, and we know what he's capable of doing. Got it?
Boy, we might need to hit the road earlier. I mean, good Lord, what a terrible effort today. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 6. We're being asked about trap games. I mean, what are we doing
trap
right
game.
Now? What'd you learn about your team? Like, come on, guys.
It's Thanksgiving Eve, man.
That's what I'm saying. Just hit the road. Go wherever you got to go. Get ready. Go say hey to mom and dad or whatever early. Good God.
Getaway day.
An absolute
getaway day.
That was a bad performance right there. Very bad performance.
By everyone involved.
Yeah. I mean, everyone involved. I mean, geez, man. You can't turn it up for 15 minutes? We're asking about trap games? How are we doing? And it's not like they played up to Tennessee. Tennessee played down to them and got hurt.
This is true.
So there's no turnovers. No trap game. That was my favorite answer by David Clark. 2-8.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, a trap game? No such thing as that. David Culley.
Asking about Zach Wilson, too, saying, well, I hope he does what Tyrod Taylor did. That was kind of a shot at Tyrod.
Well, I mean, if we're being honest, we've seen what Tyrod's done the last couple of weeks has not been good. Texans versus Jets on Sunday right here on Sports Radio 610. Triple header of games tomorrow. Little Thanksgiving trio. Never hurt anybody. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Good God, people. Just get your butt to moms and dads, please. seem like you might already be there. You might have done it from the living room with that performance. Coming up, Matthew Judon. My goodness, he's getting treated like he killed someone.
It's trending.
And speaking of which, a Thanksgiving message from O.J. Simpson. Next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Hey, look, happy Thanksgiving. Have a great time. Enjoy the games also and family. I'm just saying.
Thanks, take OJ. Care. Thanks for telling me to enjoy family.
What do you think OJ is thankful for this Thanksgiving?
A lot. Golf.
No.
Politics.
No.
Fantasy football.
No.
Women.
No.
Being free.
Booze.
Fresh air.
Freedom. All that.
He's thankful the same thing he's been thankful for the last few years.
He's thankful for a lot.
Fresh air.
Internet was going nuts yesterday. Matthew Judon, he's getting treated like Samuel L. Jackson in Django.
He is. He absolutely is. I can't believe that it's actually trending. After you lay it out, the people will know what we're talking about nationally. One simple comment.
Best signings of the offseason, and a lot of people wondered if this was just, you know, paying the best available, a lot of money, and it being one of those signings that didn't work out. But Matthew Judon has been one of the best things that has happened for a team this offseason, and the New England Patriots are in first place in the AFC East heading into Thanksgiving weekend, in large part because of Matthew Judon.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been under the radar for the most part when it comes to national dialogue. Mac Jones has gotten a lot of the attention, although I think you could make a case that Judon's been just as important to what's going on in New England. Until yesterday. 2 days before Thanksgiving, Matthew Judon went up to the podium and he was simply asked about Thanksgiving and he broke the internet.
All right, well, I'm not even going to answer your question. I'm going to tell you, we got to get macaroni and cheese off the table. All right, guys. It's just cheese and noodles. It's just cheese and noodles, and it's not that good. Probably one of the most overrated dishes, but my favorite is dressing. I do love dressing, but get a macaroni and cheese off the table, and it'd be a much better Thanksgiving for everybody in the house.
I feel pretty strongly about that.
Yeah, I have never liked macaroni and cheese. Every time I try it, it's the same thing, and it's never going to change, and it's never going to get better, and it's disgusting. Get it off the table. If you want to have a good Thanksgiving, don't cook macaroni and cheese. They know not to put it on my plate.
Okay. Man.
There we go.
That's strong. He's got some conviction.
And there were some, I would say that unanimously, there was some eye rolls and some outrage.
Not unanimously, but very much, yeah.
Not unanimously, majority. The majority, excuse me.
The great majority.
Were disappointed in him.
Yeah.
But there was one group of people.
Oh, no, Landry.
Seriously. That were Figgy,
get it ready.
Off.
Get it ready.
At Matthew Judon. The African American. Race car! I tweeted out yesterday what I just said. I said, man, you would think he's Samuel L. Jackson in Django. Is it that serious? Clarence E. Hill of the Star Telegram covers the Cowboys, says, yes, it is. Sit this one out. I said, all right. There's a lot of stuff that
this
I've
ain't
had
your fight. This ain't your fight.
There's a lot of stuff fight. I've had to sit out the last few years. I did not think that the mac and cheese debate was one, but apparently it was.
Yeah.
Got multiple other messages.
Mm-hmm. Did they have anything in common?
People upset. Yes, they were African American.
Okay.
What is the equivalent? 713-572-4610, because we have a Hispanic, we have a white guy, and we have an African American in Figgy. Figgy, you were as disgusted as anyone with Matthew Judon's mac and cheese.
I just want to know what type of mac and cheese he been trying.
I know, that's what I was thinking.
For it to be
thinking.
That nasty like
it's
that.
It's not all the same.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
But Figgy was pretty disgusted. We've had the mac and cheese discussion many a times. Mm-hmm. I was talking to engineer Matthew down the hall as well. He agreed. What's the equivalent of what a Hispanic John Lopez could say that would get this kind of outrage from the Hispanic community? And then I'll talk about what the equivalent a white guy could say that could get the outrage from the honkies.
Well, for the holidays, it would be, oh, no, I don't want tamales at Christmas time. Tamales? That's not a Christmas food.
Bro. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
I'm not even Hispanic.
Yes, it is.
We add some tamales to the mix.
You're dang right you do.
I can promise you that.
Yes, but other things that a Hispanic person might say that would raise the ire of other Hispanic people. You know, I'm not that big a fan of enchiladas. let me see. Why would you have a piñata at a kid's birthday party? That's dangerous. Yeah, you know,
Why are the phone lines full with stuff like this?
Let's get to him. You know, I don't like women wearing tight dresses and lots of makeup at family gatherings.
I feel like that's me, too.
My people, man. My people's women will wear those tight dresses and a lot of makeup at family gatherings.
Here's a couple of mine. And sadly, I think I've said these. I've ticked off a lot of honkies in my time.
Mm-hmm.
Three things. The equivalent of
Matthew Judon talking about mac and cheese. And we'll get more into this as the show goes on. One of my favorite shows, the day before Thanksgiving here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. We greatly do appreciate you and hope you enjoy this. Beatles don't really travel well with time.
The Beatles don't travel well with time.
One thing I say.
That's a little bit more forgivable because they've kind of fallen off in terms of the generations here, but still nuts.
Seinfeld, not as funny as people say.
But you like it now.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Curb Your Enthusiasm's a lot better. Seinfeld, not that funny.
Yeah, that's blasphemous.
And we saw this last week.
That's blasphemous.
I would rather sit in a waiting room at Memorial Hermann for 6 hours than watch Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, that got hot last year.
Very hot. People upset about that.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Like angry at you.
It's okay. And by the way, pumpkin spice, not that nice.
Pumpkin spice is for two things.
I don't feel like very many people like it.
Yeah.
I really do not think.
They do
it
because
think,
they feel like, oh, it's pumpkin spice season.
I don't think there's a demand for pumpkin spice.
Is that more for women, white women, though?
I do not even think they like it. I feel like pumpkin spice is made up. It is made up.
Pumpkin spice is good for two things and two things only. Coffee and creamer. Either the coffee has pumpkin spice in it or the creamer has pumpkin spice in it.
That's a stretch to me, man.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's made up. I don't think people really like it. I think it's like a seasonal type of thing, but I do not think people like it. Like, people like the McRib.
They eat it because...
As crazy as it is, they like the McRib.
Yeah. Yeah.
People don't like pumpkin spice. Mm-hmm. It's made up.
It's just like forced because it's the holiday
it's
season.
It's a lie.
It's like, well, I got to get some pumpkin spice. It's kind of the candy corn of the Christmas season.
Yes, it's not real.
Like, nobody likes candy corn at Halloween.
It's just to generate dialogue. It's not real.
Got to get some. It's a peep. It's a peep at Easter.
Yes, it's a front.
Yeah.
713-572-4610. Matthew Judon has the brothers mad because he doesn't like mac and cheese. Rick, you're on In the Loop the day before Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you, my friend.
You guys as well. I got a bone to pick with you guys.
Uh-oh.
Man, tamales are not a Christmas food. Tamales are a Christmas food if you're white. If you're white, it's a Christmas food. Tamales are a staple in a Mexican kitchen, bro. 3 or 4 times a week, all right? Tamales are not just a Christmas food or a Thanksgiving food. And if you say take salsa off the table, that's the equivalent of taking macaroni and cheese off the table.
See, that's a good point.
Hell,
that's a good point.
Out of here.
Now, let me ask you this, John. Let me be fair to what
so
he said.
So, John, is white if I...
So, let me ask you this. If you go to your mom's, rest in peace, but when you used to go to your mom's in July, were there tamales?
Not really. She would have tamales 2-3 times a year just as a...
Just 2 or 3?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. You might be the Matthew Judon of Hispanics.
Like
you would have them twice a year.
Because when she made them, she made a lot. So it was like for special events. Now, we would get tamales. I eat tamales year-round, like at Mexican restaurants, as part of a Mexican plate. You know what I mean? But, like, if we're making tamale, a tamalada started at Christmas.
What?
A tamalada. A tamalada started at Christmas.
Never heard of that.
I don't know what Rob, you know, is saying there.
Rick.
Rick, I'm sorry. But it's about Christmas. That's when you have a tamalada.
All right. Conservative Hispanic.
Uh-oh.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, my friend.
Hey, what's going on? ¿Cómo andamos, López?
Todo bien, señor.
Hey, in regards to the tamalada, yes, there's two times of the year. I mean, you can make tamales whenever the hell you want. You can make them in the heat, you know. But the tamalada is usually around Christmas. And don't forget, it's right around February.
Yeah.
When you get the little baby Jesus in the in the breading.
Yeah.
That round, which we call la rosca. If you get that, then you're volunteering to invite everybody to your house to eat the tamalada.
That
but what I was calling
is a true tradition right there.
Yes, sir. The conservative Hispanic holds on to it every year. But
you just went third person. That's cocky, conservative Hispanic. That's very cocky.
But what I was getting at real quick, because I know we don't have much time, but it's like going to Sunday morning to a Hispanic's house and having barbacoa and someone asking you to just serve it on a plate and not on a tortilla.
Oh, come on.
Some shit's about to jump off. Oh,
gosh.
Sometimes I eat barbacoa without even a fork. Just tortillas.
Just a savage. John, you're on In the Loop. Happy Thanksgiving to you, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. Is it just me or does anybody else like that green bean casserole, cream of mushroom soup stuff?
It's good, but it's the easiest thing to make.
And it's not necessary.
Our sister-in-law who can't cook.
That's for a work potluck.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be a staple, bro.
It's not. I mean, it is a staple, just tradition, I guess.
But it shouldn't be. Some staples need to be you need to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Leave it for work.
Green bean casserole is the football time in Houston of Thanksgiving. The Clay Walker song.
That's a great analogy.
Green bean casserole is the football time in Houston. Yeah. See, we don't need it. Brad. You're on In the Loop. Go ahead, my friend. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Go ahead.
If you really want to make things interesting at a white people Thanksgiving and get Aunt Karen to get mad and leave in a huff, you ask her why she put raisins in the potato salad.
Not a raisin guy in the potato salad. That is true.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Coming up, Matthew Judon. Doesn't like mac and cheese, but one of the best players in the NFL might like something even more outlandish. Plus, the hits are lit, and James Click has some work to do after the Astros lose an important piece. Next.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day. Brought to you by workformetro.org. You're listening to In the Loop with Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
What makes Thanksgiving so special? Familiar voice. God, it's nice to hear him. J.J. Watt talking about the special day of what I call the three Fs. I call it family, food, football. Here is J.J. Watt talking about that.
You know, the whole country's watching. It's been a part of a tradition, obviously, in my family and most families on Thanksgiving Day to watch the football games. And just knowing that that's a part of many families' traditions across the country.
And there's a three-piece combo tomorrow. You have Bears at Lions. Now, there are reports that Matt Nagy will be coaching his final game for the Chicago Bears. He was asked about that. He denied it, but it could be the final game for Matt Nagy and a chance for the Lions to get their first dub. You have the Raiders at the Cowboys. Cowboys have CeeDee Lamb practicing today. No word if he's going to be able to go. Amari Cooper already rolled out. Teron Smith, their starting left tackle, is playing. And then you got a little nightcap. Bills at Saints. Buffalo looking to bounce back from the assing that the Indianapolis Colts handed them. 6-point favorite on the road in New Orleans. Three-piece combo, my friends.
It's a three-piece combo that are the main events in the NFL, but there are some big-time college football game. Figgy,
I-O.
That's going to be Saturday, I believe.
Saturday, 11 a.m.
Is Ohio
always.
State, Michigan, the Egg Bowl. It is Saturday, Ole Miss, Mississippi State.
Appreciate
kinds,
the warning.
They're big-time teams this year, man.
Appreciate the warning.
That's a good one. And then all the other rivalry games, Purdue and Indiana, North Carolina, North Carolina State.
Appreciate the warnings.
All that stuff. What's your problem, man?
Just say it. I'm
just talking about family, football.
I'm just saying I appreciate
food.
The warning on a few of those. I can do without Purdue, Indiana football.
Well, me too, to be honest. But Ole Miss, Mississippi State.
I appreciate the warning.
That has a bearing on the Final Four, on the rankings, on a New Year's Six bowl game.
Appreciate the warning, sir.
You're just the worst. But NFL capping it off, obviously, on Thursday. Starting it off on Thursday.
Yes. And you got a wedding this weekend, sir.
God, my weekend.
Yeah, you got a lot going on.
I got a lot going on this
weekend. Very busy.
Weekend.
But it's a fun busy.
Yeah. Oh, it's the best.
It's a blessed busy.
Got Thanksgiving. We got to decide on which country we're going to.
Don't make it
honor.
Don't make it not fun busy.
Oh, it's absolutely. Oh, you know me. Come on. Look who you're talking to.
There's nothing worse.
Look who you're talking
there's
to.
There's nothing worse than the busy, miserable, even though it's like a fun busy. Oh, my gosh.
I got
gosh.
So much to do.
I got so much going on. Oh, my gosh. I got to go to brunch with Susie in the morning.
Yeah.
And then there's a birthday party at the Rustic, and I got to go there. And then I got to go get my nails done.
Right. I hate that.
Like, come on. You're busy,
you know,
by
me,
choice.
Man. I sit back and I get it done and enjoy the hell out
There's
of it.
There's people out there working on Thanksgiving. They got to be working all day.
Let me go through my little itinerary here.
Oh, God.
I do want to ask your question. I want to ask you and Figgy in the loophole, 713-572-4610, for input. Because the vote on this gets pretty, pretty intense. Okay, so we got, obviously, Thanksgiving tomorrow. I'm going to fry a couple of turkeys. No big deal. Do that every year.
And then,
oh wow, that was very confident. Well, of
I
you.
Mean, I can fry a turkey, man.
Do you do it yourself?
I inject it. I do it all myself.
So yes. You like? Do you have to monitor it?
Yeah, I sit out there with a nice beverage.
If you have to go inside and do something else,
I can go for about 10 minutes, five or ten minutes.
If you go inside and then you say, "Hey, watch this for me."
Mm-hmm.
If Vandy were on the porch, he'd say, "Next man up."
It's funny because it's true, as they say. It's funny because
he's going to the righty.
So that's Thursday. Then Thursday evening when we're eating, we're gonna pick a country every year. For those who don't know, for the last at least probably 10 years now, 11 years, we pick a country and we go all out for our Christmas dinner, because Christmas dinner got kind of not old, but it's redundant from a lot of things on Thanksgiving. You know, ham, turkey, yeah. All this stuff. So we decided, and it was my oldest son's idea. 10, 11 years ago.
Wow.
Let's pick a country and let's do everything they do.
That's a really good idea.
Serve traditional foods for that. And we've done countries like France. We've done the Caribbean. We've done Germany. We've done Italy. We've done a bunch. Japan, we did. And we decorate the house and all the decorations of that country. And everybody dresses up, you know, in traditional garb. And we cook and cook and cook. So this year, and this is where I need your input. We have 5, maybe 6 candidates, but we have 4 candidates that I know for sure. Which should we pick for our Lopez Christmas tradition honorarium, if you will? India?
Syria.
Korea? The Netherlands? Brazil?
South Sudan.
Or Nigeria? Now listen to this. This is big. We do it every year. These are our choices that I think we might have some others once the discussion gets started. India, Korea, the Netherlands, Brazil, or Nigeria? What would you want to, like, immerse yourself in?
I don't know.
Like when we did Germany, I mean, we did Sauerbraten and Rouladen and Schnitzel and Wurst and Bratkartoffeln and all kinds of good stuff. Apple strudel, and we do it all, and we decorate everything. You know, Japan, we did hand-rolled sushi and all this other stuff. So, Figgy, Landry's rolling his eyes, so I'm going to turn to you.
Why are you rolling your eyes?
Just none of these really sound very cool.
India sounds good to me. That would be my favorite.
Not really.
India, Korea, the Netherlands, Brazil sounds good, or Nigeria.
I was hoping you had Jamaica on there.
We have Nigeria, which is not really Jamaica, but they have some very, very similar foods to Jamaica. We have to do, maybe Jamaica's going to make the list. So what's it going to be, Figgy?
I'm going to go with Korea.
Korea sounds good.
Oh, my gosh.
Korea sounds good.
What? Korea barbecue?
Oh, Korean barbecue.
Well, Korean foods. They have so we dig deep, man.
I don't know anything about Korea. Deep.
And then Friday, we're hosting a rehearsal dinner for my son's wedding.
Yes, you are.
At
don't tell people.
No? Well, we got a private room.
I don't know.
Eureka Heights Brewery.
Oh, yeah. You're doing a brewery. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Saturday is the wedding. All kinds of, that's a weekend. But you know what? You know who's not, you know who has two thumbs and will not stress? This guy. That's fun. That's going to be a fun weekend.
Someone on the text line, like, we've been talking about Vandermeer. He always has sports analogies. Someone's asking, like, what would Vandy say after sex? You people are absolutely out of control.
Why do they go there immediately?
Like, what are you saying? After sex.
Yes!
How old is Vandy? How old is Vandy?
He's my age.
All right, so no. I don't know.
59.
Turns back the clock.
The Texans are starting to get into the funk before they woke up with some good D.
So you have no interest in it. You couldn't be a part of our family. You wouldn't be invited to the Christmas tradition.
I would just say y'all handle that.
You know what you would take? You just don't know.
I just want Mexico.
No, you know what you would want?
I want Mexico every year.
You know what you would take?
It's me. I want Mexico.
You would love Brazil. It's meat on meat.
I'm done with the Brazilian steakhouse. Yeah.
I'm kind of leaning my vote toward India.
The only problem I have with y'all's tradition.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
I'm for real. Like, so y'all do it right after Thanksgiving?
We pick the country at Thanksgiving.
Like
sitting watching a game or something, we decide to do it.
I wouldn't want to pick it when I'm really full.
Yeah, I get your point, but it's more like the everything, like how we're going to decorate the house, and then we start picking the foods. You don't have to be hungry to, you know, to start deciding some of the.
How come Mexico is never an option?
It is an option, but I mean, it's a little bit too easy.
It's
a little bit too obvious. Like I'm looking at the menu we had.
Us picking hamburgers and American food.
I'm looking at the menu from when we had the Caribbean islands. We had rum punch, cuckoo, and flying fish. We had conch.
What's cuckoo?
It's a seafood dish. Then we had conch fritters with rum cake. We had pastelón. We had oil down. We had jerk chicken and shrimp. We had goat stew.
I'm not trying to be a jerk, but
we had shark.
Do y'all ever get sick after this?
No, it's always good.
No, I'm not saying
knock on wood.
That's a lot of stuff, though.
You trying to jinx us?
No, I'm just saying that's a lot of stuff.
We had ropa vieja from Cuba.
I mean, y'all are not. I mean, it's not like y'all are just throwing something in a pan and blah. I mean, this is a lot of stuff.
Every person does one thing. Like I cooked like that Caribbean menu that I'm looking at. I cooked the shark. And I think I did the conch fritters. What are people saying?
7503 on the text line. Vandy after sex. He still has a little left in the tank.
Yeah, somebody texted, like, if you have Brazil, you can do carnival theme. We will, if that's the one that's picked. Touchdown!
Speaking of which, Zach Wilson going to be the quarterback for the Jets. Joe Flacco and Mike White, they are out. They're on the COVID list, which means Josh Johnson will be his backup. Elijah Moore, the rookie out of Ole Miss, he's looked incredible. 24 catches, 4 touchdowns in his last 4 games. This is Elijah Moore. Tell me this guy ain't got a little hardo and dog in him. This is Elijah Moore of the Jets, a guy that you're probably going to be familiar with this Sunday right here on Sports Radio 610 noon when the Texans take on the Jets. This is Elijah Moore talking about his recent play.
You know, I'm getting more comfortable, more opportunity. You can't look at the game no more like I'm a rookie. You know, you just got to go out there and you just got to play. That's old. It's time to get going.
That is a dog right there.
He's a beast.
I'm familiar with his work. Obviously, you know, the Aggies play Ole Miss every year.
Very good player.
He's a very, very, very good player.
Very good. And he's starting to find it. And he's going against the right secondary. And it's going to be the right conditions. There ain't going to be no rain on Sunday. We talked about Matthew Judon of the Patriots saying that he didn't like mac and cheese. In fact, said he doesn't want it anywhere near his plate. His teammates, also a member of the secondary, first place New England Patriots, a guy we're very familiar with, Devin McCourty, responded to Matthew Judon hating Z-Mac and cheese.
Macaroni and cheese. You guys are the ones who love the guy. I've been said let's ship him up out of here. I've been said that.
Do you worry about this potentially fracturing the locker room?
No, because Judon's the type of guy that, like, you just don't listen to. It won't hurt the team that much, but I mean, he said it's just noodles and cheese or something, and I've never heard, like, that is just, I don't know.
What's your go-to?
Macaroni and cheese and sweet potato.
All right, there you go. There you go. Sweet potatoes. I guarantee you there was at least an hour-long conversation in the locker room.
No, Judon's crazy.
About this.
Judon's like a country
No, but this
dude.
Is the kind of thing that guys argue about in the locker room. They don't talk X's and O's.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
Especially in New England, they're probably... those meetings are probably intense, so this is the type of stuff they like. Bill Belichick, WEEI, he does a weekly hit there.
I was proud of him. I mean, he could care less that I'm proud of him, but I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, he was asked about his favorite Thanksgiving food. He actually had an opinion.
Yeah,
he had a take.
That's what I'm talking about.
Before we let you go and get back to work, I'm somewhat focused on food. I just wanted to ask if there were only one side dish that were able to be on the table Thursday, what would you want it to be?
Oh, boy. Well, it's hard for me to turn down any type of potatoes, so, I'll go with whatever, mashed potatoes, scalloped, or, you know, baked, or however they're made. But, yeah, you bet.
Twice baked. Yeah. Extra
load,
sour cream.
Load them up. Load them up. Yeah.
That's Wiggy's favorite.
Maybe a little bacon, Bill?
You bet. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Throw some butter on there. Yeah, just... Starch me up.
There you go.
Look at Bill getting down and
by
funky.
The way, we interrupt this Thanksgiving hackage. Mm-hmm. Apparently, there's a hot take on Elijah Moore. rookie receiver for the Jets.
Oh, is he the one? Yeah, I know what the take's going to be.
Rat, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Whoa, come on, guys. I'm not hot take guys. Remember, I'm the one I told you about the general and Tom McNair a few last week.
Come on, Rat. Yeah. What are you about to say about Elijah Moore?
Real easy, okay? When it comes down to it, I'm glad he's not on the Texans. I wouldn't want him on my team because when it actually comes down to important games, not when they're 2-8, but let's just say, brother, when nut cutting time, mm-hmm. he's very, very selfish and he's going to cost his team a game. And hey, guys, happy Thanksgiving and holidays, and
happy
I love the
Thanksgiving
show.
Thanksgiving to my you guy, too.
Rat. So is he talking about when he lifted his leg when it would have been a 1-point game, Ole Miss versus Mississippi State, and then the guy missed the extra point?
Yep. That's what he's talking about.
I remember because
it was stupid.
I
don't
bet
I'm
miss in that.
But, I mean, it was.
But Rat's lying. He would take Elijah Moore on the Texans.
It was
like Rat. Come on, man. We got to be honest with each other.
Him or David Johnson.
Come on.
Him or David Johnson.
Come on. You would take Elijah Moore.
No, that was a stupid play. But it was also
make the extra point. Kid.
Well, that. But I mean, you think he's ever going to do anything like that again?
He took responsibility.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Teachable moment, as you say.
He was a kid, man.
Yeah.
He was a kid.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
This was last year on 610 Radio out there in Kansas City. Shout out to my boy Carrington Harrison. He was on a different show, though. And Patrick Mahomes, we know he likes ketchup. Yeah, he went there.
No.
Everybody always talks about you put ketchup on everything, bro. Tell me you don't put ketchup on turkey.
Yeah, dude. I mean, come on. I mean, you got to put ketchup on that. Turkey and ham.
Get the hell out of here. You're joking, right? You don't really – on the Thanksgiving turkey, you put ketchup on it?
Oh, yeah, man. Come on. You know me better than that.
He's lying.
I don't believe him.
That ever since he
got that ketchup deal, he's just, like, embraced it, like, to the next level. It's like me with ranch. Like, I really don't eat that much ranch.
Yeah.
But
you like ranch on steak.
You got to run with it sometimes. Like, it's not like a must.
So what's your favorite ranch dressing?
Hidden Valley.
So if Hidden Valley came up
to you – or Sawgrass.
Okay, well, either way. But let's say Hidden Valley.
Yeah,
came up to you, said, "Hey, man, we want you to speak for us. You put ranch on steak.
That's
we love it.
It's easy."
And if somebody asked you, "Do you put ranch on turkey?" What would you say?
Of course.
Of course I do.
I carry it in my man bag.
I call BS.
Kendall Graveman. Looks like he's going to be a Chicago White Sox.
Good hitter.
3 years, $24 million, according to John Heyman. So we thought he would be the setup man for Ryan Pressly maybe for a while. That could be Mr. Maton, or they're going to have to find someone else because it looks like you're going to have to say bye-bye to Kendall Graveman.
It's a hit, obviously.
Yeah.
But okay. I'm not like, oh, my God-ing this one.
Out.
You know, yeah, that's something that they figured out when they got him.
You can figure
I mean, they made the right move, and you didn't give up anything for him. Didn't Toro go in that deal?
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, they can figure this out.
Speaking of bye-bye, Dontrell Hilliard signed to the active roster of the Tennessee Titans. Adrian Peterson waived. The ghost of Adrian Peterson. My question here is, how long until Adrian Peterson is fighting on an undercard of one of the Paul brothers boxing matches?
Why do you say that?
I mean, just come on. He is like that. That is like
that's the path of former players. No,
I mean it's Adrian Peterson. He's lingered around for probably longer than he
retire
should.
And go to MMA or something.
He is going to be boxing somebody on a Paul Brothers pay per view.
But isn't that players that like
Frank Gore's doing it?
Well, he made a lot of money. Yeah, I was going to say the players that actually.
But Peterson
could use-
didn't use his money wisely.
He didn't.
He was like no. He was like renting whole planes.
Yeah. He made $103 million in his career.
Look up Adrian Peterson money thing. He's had to talk about
okay.
it.
Okay. I mean, maybe. I'm not saying y'all are crazy.
Get my man's pockets or anything.
I'm not saying y'all are crazy, but I wouldn't have bet on that he's going to be the MMA guy.
713-572-4610. On the text line, 4704 says that's the white side of Patrick Mahomes' genetics. Ding, race card, signed bugs. Why do white people get blamed for all the nasty stuff? Lopez puts ketchup on tamales.
On leftover tamales.
That's disgusting.
Heated on a comal.
Why do white people get blamed for every gross thing?
You realize how many of my brothers and sisters out there have co-signed my leftover tamales. You heat them up on a comal. You get them nice and crispy.
Sick.
And then you eat them with ketchup. Not the ones you get right out of the pot. The ones that are left over.
Shout out to all the loopholes. Awesome. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Let's hear one of the best voices in the history of one of the best times of the year. The legend sets the scene for Thanksgiving next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.